Hi everyone, it's Julie Charette, Nankar's daughter, and I am going to sing a song that the roses gave me this morning. Listen, 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 listen to the goddess alive. And the message that the roses gave me was this feeling that the plants are here for empowerment, that the plants are here to offer us wisdom, wisdom and healing and nourishment, and that whatever is going on with science is a very, very small percentage of what the plants have to offer. There's a lot of subtle nuances that are happening with the plants outside of science. And so that's my summation of what I was receiving from the roses. And mostly what I was receiving was empowerment, that there is an empowerment that the roses offer, that the plants offer. And it's really interesting to me that when we talk about healing with plants or healing with anything, we don't necessarily think of a plant, an herb, giving us empowerment or supporting our empowerment. Mostly we think of the plants as remedying something. I've got something wrong, and so the plants are going to remedy this challenge that I have. And what I've yet to discover as well, is that the plants offer us a lot more than a remedy. In fact, maybe they don't even offer us a remedy for something, but an opening, an enhancement, an adding on of who we are right now. And oftentimes when we work with adding on more of who we are and discovering more of who we are, the things that we thought we were, the things that other people told us we were, or the things that we were, we had somewhat of an illusion about, those things seem to fall away. And today is the full moon. It's May 29th, 2018. It's the full moon, and it's a beautiful time to manifest. And so I am working today with manifesting empowerment. And I'm really grateful for the roses for being so gracious with me this morning as I was communicating with them and harvesting them. And I'm really grateful to be able to share about that. Blessed be.